Mike, everybody get in okay? And, you know, this is such a great opportunity for these young players to be able to get around, you know, as a group this before the veterans come in, right? I mean, that's there's no other way to do this, right?
This rookie orientation weekend has been extremely successful for us. A number of the young men had some issues traveling, so they got in a little later than normal. The Thursday night meeting is something that personally I've always looked forward to, the opportunity to just go from step one all the way through what we expect here in Green Bay, you know, the specifics of our program. And really, it's clearly an orientation. I mean, everything is outlined for them with what the expectations are for them in every phase of their professional life. And just as important, you know, personally, you know, where you're going to live, the travel, and so forth. So we really take that the full-blown orientation approach. And then the other part of it is football. So today is really, this morning we started with the football aspect of it. You know, today's practice will be high energy, like it always has been, and I'm looking forward to seeing these young men hit the field. And this is a fun 2 days of coach, no doubt about it.
And Mike, how long does it take to get to know these guys, not as football players, but just as you know what they're like personally throughout this process? I assume you can't obviously get that done all in one weekend, but how long does that process take? Where you get to know these guys?
I mean, it takes some time. I mean, it's you got. Every young man sitting on the edge of his seat, you know, the two meetings, we had a team meeting last night and a team meeting this morning. So, I mean, you know, this is a great opportunity for these guys, and they realize that. It's a unique opportunity. So, I mean, you just look at the statistics, just in the National Football League last year, look at the statistics of our football team last year, and really during our time here, the opportunity for a free agent to make it. I mean, it's, you know, I think 30% of the National Football League last year is or free agents. You know, 15% of our team was, or 15 was it, or how many number we had just on our roster last year. So every man that steps on that field today has an opportunity to be a part of our, you know, 90-man roster. And that's the way we approach it. We coach them all the same. Draft picks will probably be first in line. You know, we clearly understand that, but this is a very important 2 days because you have an opportunity to make your roster better, and the better your roster is, the 90-man roster I'm referring to, the more competitive off-season program and going into training camp is the goal. That's what we're looking for.
You'll have what 20 or 30 tryout guys here, whatever the number is. How do those guys? I mean, what can a guy show you in, you know, 3 hours of practice time to merit a roster spot?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, urine helmets. We're operating in phase three outline as far as the rules of how we can practice. You know, this is something we've done for, you know, which is year 13. So we've put a lot of time into, you know, what you do each period. We change the practice structure each and every year based on our numbers. Our numbers, I think, are 12 or 13 less than last year. So we had a tweak. The practice, you know, just maybe instead of 20 minutes of special teams, we're going 12 and doing some specific drills. But the drills within the period are really geared to make sure we get a movement evaluation on every player. So, you know, it's more about evaluation, but it is football. So it's an opportunity for everybody to see how we operate in the classroom, you know, expectations there, how we operate in the practice field, clarity of expectations there. But this is an evaluation period these next 48 hours, and we will get that out of the practice video.
Mike, what can you learn about some of the new coaches over these next couple of days since they haven't been on the field before?
Very good point. You know, you can only make, you know, you only get one opportunity to make a first impression. So we've been on the field with our veterans in the IPW work, but it's been separate, offense and defense. So this will be our first time on the field. We went through every period of exactly where, you know, where we're going to be, what the expectation of each drill was this morning, both, you know, in the coaches' meeting and in the team meeting. So it'll be good to get out there and get that process started.
And Mike, back to the tryout thing quick. How important is that process, though? Because I know a guy like Lucas Patrick, that's kind of how he got his introduction here, you know, 2 years ago, for those guys to get that opportunity.
Definitely, they're going to be tryout players. You're going to look at, and you're going to not know the difference. I mean, that's the norm, and everybody has a story. You know, everybody has a different vehicle of why they're here. But, you know, every one of these young men have earned the opportunity to be in that room, you know. You know, we trust their work that they've done in the past, and it's a trusting opportunity for them to make our team. So it's important to take a close, hard look, and really the drill work, the specific drill work that we're doing is to try to, you know, enhance our evaluation of these guys.
Mike, when you got four quarterbacks and two of them are new to the system, what speed do you go? You go at Aaron's speed and then they have to just catch up, or how do you learn that?
You're talking about today and tomorrow, or
learning the offense, all the things that quarterbacks have.
You know, we've only gotten two installations in on offense, so we've installed just the part of our installation number one this morning with the rookies. You know, the rookie quarterbacks had a lot more extra time in the meetings because, you know, vice special teams. But, you know, frankly, we watched the tape of our IPW work. You know, Aaron and Brett and Deshaun, just to, because, you know, we're coming right off of what we went through with them. So you marry it to that. So the details and the specifics of what we do and how we do it are exactly the same. And you got a tremendous role model in Aaron Rodgers, you know, whether you're talking about footwork profile, throwing profile, the specifics of each and every footwork, you know, the job responsibility. We won't be in a team period because it reflects our numbers. So we'll do the pass under pressure and a two-man rush on the offensive line, but it's 7-on-7 type format. So we'll get good work out of that. So, but yeah, this is it's a challenge for all the guys, but, you know, especially the quarterbacks. You know, but we're not going to overload them with volume, and that was a big part of one of my messages to them today. So much scheme. Just it makes me sick. I'm tired of talking about it. Madden football generation. They laughed. They thought it was funny. You know, I was funny today, Tom, for once. But it's about fundamentals. It's the fundamentals of how you practice. The fundamentals of how, you know, what we expect of the fundamentals of football. So that's really where we want to get started. But once again, I know I've said it five times. These two practices make sure we get a clean evaluation on these guys.
Mike, are any of the draft picks on the quarter system like Kevin and Penny were the last couple of years?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know, but my understanding is it doesn't pertain anymore. I think we changed that rule, didn't we? Yeah. So, yeah.
All the draft
picks. What were you doing to the owners meeting? Oh, you didn't go.
I wasn't there.
That's right.
Are all the draft picks able to practice this week?
Yes.